But now, a very, very special welcome to a good friend of the medium that is Life and Style, former journalist and a former contributor to our newspaper that was Wayne Duncan. It's so lekker to be chatting to you on radio. Can you believe all those years ago when you used to write those magnificent fishing articles for us that we would be on radio a couple of years down the line? And here it is. And talking about a project of yours that has become a business, and a very good business as well. If you're in need of a deep clean to your carpet or furniture, or maybe your, whatever else needs to be cleaned. Wayne, let's talk about your Duncan Deep Cleaning or Deep Cleaners. Let's start off with what makes Duncan Deep Cleaners tick? What makes it special?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me in the studio. I appreciate it. Actually, the way it came about is that during lockdown, I lost my company that I've been running for some years, and put my CV out there for a while, but it's tough out there.
Yeah.
And twice in my life before, I've run carpet cleaning companies. It was actually my first business I ever had. That's how I paid for my first car and put myself through VITS. And so I just picked it up again. And it's fantastic. It's been going well. Clients are growing. Everyone's happy. I think what makes us unique is that I do the work personally.
Oh.
Yeah, so we don't drop off teams. I do the work. I've got an assistant. He's 6'5", tall, strong, Peter Clarkson, and he comes with me. And the two of us, we tackle it and we do the best job that we can. And because my name's on the line, and I'm a proud person, so I want to make sure we do the best on every single job. We bought the best machines that you can get. We've imported our one machine from Italy, the other one from England, and we absolutely give it our best, yeah.
It's not easy to clean carpets and upholstery in a way that doesn't leave a lingering odor. And I say this with respect because I've been there. We've brought in the experts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only to discover that the house was uninhabitable for the next couple of days because things were drying. All the, in the coastal MIF climate that we live in, they don't dry.
It's a common problem, Dave, and it's an essential thing to deal with, like you say, especially on the coast and where we have humidity.
Yeah.
So our process, our carpets are dry on a sunny day in 1 or 2 hours, on an overcast day in 3 hours. And
that's because of the machines that you use.
It's got to do with the extraction. So we will put in 11 liters of water and we'll take out 10. That's the specs on the machine.
Wow.
In addition to that, our chemical, which is, it's neutral, it's pet friendly, child friendly. We don't use any soaps or any oils, but it is a degrease. It loosens it up, but it's also a crystallizing formula. So it dries quickly. It's designed to dry.
And these are for fitted carpets that you can't take and beat and do that sort of stuff with?
It's for absolutely any type of carpet. Oh. It can be a carpet, it can be a rug, it can be a skin, it can be upholstery, it can be a mattress. If it's fabric, if it's curtains, if it's fabric, we can clean it.
Wow. And what sort of success rate do you have? Because sometimes one looks at the way people have lived their lives and, with little kids and pets and things like that, you think, oh my word, that is never going to come clean. When you walk into a house like that, what do you do?
Yeah, so we're pretty straight up. So we'll have a look at it and we have this kind of conversation. It looks quite bad. But the funny thing about stains is that they either pop out or they don't. And we tell clients that.
So you can't really tell until you've given it the works.
No, you can't. And what I'll sometimes do, if it's a large carpet, it's going to cost a lot of money, I'll tell you what, why don't I come around, we'll clean an area and let's see.
Okay.
But and especially upholstery. If upholstery is too far gone, then I'll say to the guys, don't bother cleaning it. Don't waste your time and money. Rather save up and have it recovered.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Some so people, that's the kind of honest appraisal you get from an honest guy like you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, in a heartbeat, recommend your business based on the fact that I know you and your credibility is paramount. And I suppose that answers my next question. Why would someone use Duncan as opposed to Acme? Or there are many sort of generic names around. You kind of answered the question already. So let's go here and say, where do you operate?
So I work from home. My office is there, and That we basically just service our local area.
How far from the center of Ballito do you travel?
I have one or two clients that have got me to drive to Zinkwazi.
Okay.
Because no one services up there. And then I think Durban North is the furthest I've gone south. I just got a lodge in Mozambique, which was a sweet deal.
Wow.
It comes with accommodation. That's quite fun. But yeah, Dave, mainly we just service the area here. There's only a couple of jobs north and south, but 95% probably of our work is just in Ballito, in Salt Rock, it's in Brettonwood, and in estates. Probably 80% of our work is in the estates.
There's been a huge focus of late on how, I don't want to use the word filthy, but I must, because essentially that's what it is. And it's not necessarily filthy with dirt that you can see. I'm talking about your mattress and the things that live in your mattress, and you can't see them, so you think it's like, but it's kind of killing you. You don't realize these mites, these things that live there. Can you get them out?
Yeah. So you've actually spoken about something really important. So if I had a home, the very first thing I would clean, it would be my mattress. And I was trained in cleaning mattresses. I was with another company. And they trained us. We were medical ambassadors. So here's the bottom thing there. The human body loses 1 billion skin cells a day. We need to lose 2 billion. And obviously a lot of them go into the mattress, and dust mites feed off the protein of the skin.
Wow.
And they're very, very allergenic, for anyone, sinus, hay fever, asthma. But the real thing is their fecal matter,
wow,
which is a fancy word for poop. Yep. Can you say poop on radio?
You can say anything you like. This is 88 FM. We are okay. We're cool.
So I have one machine that is specifically dedicated to it. It's a Dyson machine. It was engineered in England. And there's a crazy professor there. His job is to breed dust mites.
Wow.
So they measure them, they put them in the mattresses, and then extract them to make sure they get them out. And this machine actually has a counter on it. It reads so the three things that come out: skin, dust mites, and fecal matter.
So you can actually measure that.
We measure, and it's millions. The average mattress that we do has 4 million allergens extracted.
Wow.
But it's often 15, 18, 20. Yeah.
How often should one have your mattress done?
Definitely once a year. But if you have any sinus, allergy, eczema, 6 months. I have some clients on every 4 months. We have chronic kids or themselves every 4 months.
So even if your mattress looks good, don't use the eyes to measure. Mm. Bring in the experts and see the difference. I believe it is palpable once you've had your mattress done that you actually sleep better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, all the doctors endorse it, allergy specialists. It's highly recommended. And the number one allergy in South Africa, if you go get tested, is dust mites.
Wow. Mm. I think I'm a victim of that. I'm going to call you guys in. If you would like to call in Duncan Deep Cleaners, we're going to put this up as a podcast very shortly, in just a matter of minutes, literally after our interview. It'll be up, and all the info will be there. But I just want to say this, that right now, if you want to contact Wayne, there is a number that I have in front of me, which is, I mean, it's pointless reading you a number, because what you're going to do, write it down when you're driving your car, or no. I would suggest you go online to Duncan Deep Cleaning or Deep Cleaners, Duncan Deep Cleaners, and you'll get all that information there. Conversely, just pop online to our podcast platform or through our website, Life and Style Radio, Life and Style, and look for the afternoon show. You'll find the podcast with Wayne and I in deep conversation. Duncan Deep Cleaners, it's one of our businesses that we recommend for our North Coast Business Directory. We look for excellence. We found it here. If you have upholstery, carpeting, curtains, mattresses that need cleaning, and we all do, let me tell you, you definitely need to chat to Wayne Duncan from Duncan Deep Cleaners. Wayne,
just to mention, Dave, to contact us, we don't have a web page, so it's on Facebook and on Instagram.
Okay.
Just put in Duncan Deep Cleaners. All our details are there. And we take a lot of photos and videos, so you'll find a lot of reels there where you can watch us in action. The reels are well watched. So you'll
the reels
enjoy
are real.
They're very satisfying. So that's where we are. We'll get us. We'll help you for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
that is a guarantee. You're going to sleep better once Wayne and his team have been through your home and cleaned it for you. My very special guest, Wayne Duncan from Duncan
Thank you, Dave.
Deep Cleaners. We look forward to connecting with you when you do my mattress. I'm not even joking. Here's Calvin Harris by your side.